Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Why does that always happen to me?
Didn't I just say hit the mouse?
One, two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
What?
Five, seven, eight, nine,
10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
Yes. 12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and children of all ages, welcome aboard. It is another 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Why are you hearing Greg T's voice? I'm talking about myself in a third person. Well, that is because, like we've described to you before, when the morning show has to break off and do one of our interviews behind the scenes after the show is over, and then we play it back like it's real time, then it's left for the outcast to come in here and do a podcast. So being an outcast with me today, it's myself, and it's Yaritza.
Yes, it's me.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And then it's also Garrett.
Yes, I like the outcast thing. You know, it's kind of like, you know, identifying, you know, the group of people that do this, and you might be an outcast yourself that listens. So.
Being an outcast is cool, though.
You know, that's right. Being an outcast is cool these days.
Yeah.
Being an outcast, how can we transition to being an outcast into what today is? Today is Tuesday, November the 6th, so I don't know when you're listening to it, but now you'll always know. And what is so significant about Tuesday? Did I say September or November?
November. You were right.
Right. What is so significant about Tuesday, November the 6th, Yaritza?
For me, it's that I only have 3 more days on the Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Very good. Yes. So for Yuritsa, Yuritsa is leaving us this Friday.
Yes.
We'll get into that. Garrett, what is so significant about Tuesday, November the 6th?
I think unless you've been living underneath a rock, it is Election Day all over the country.
That
so.
Too.
Ding, 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 ding. You know how difficult it would be to live under a rock? I mean, you'd have to go to like the Grand Canyon and find a real big rock.
But you don't have to pay rent.
No, you don't have to pay any rent. It was going to be heavy. I mean, you have to find it, somehow lift it somehow to get underneath the rock.
All right.
All right, forget it.
Don't cry milk.
Okay, don't cry milk. Anyway, so we have 2 significant things about Tuesday, November the 6th.
Yeah.
So why don't we talk a little bit about Yuritsa leaving on Friday first?
Yes.
So, Yuritsa, why are you leaving? Tell the audience why you're leaving the mega popular Elvis Duran Morning Show.
Yes. So, ever since I was a little girl, I've always wanted to move to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
First 2 times I went, I hated it. I honestly was like, what? L.A.?
Right.
Hollywood?
How young
Whatever.
Did you go to L.A.?
I was 19 with an ex-boyfriend, and I hated it. He made my life a living hell.
Well, so wait, but at the time, you're with a boyfriend.
I was with a boyfriend.
But now now he's the ex-boyfriend.
This is my...
Two boyfriends ago.
So not even the most recent one.
No, okay, my most recent ex is like a lovely person.
Okay, gotcha. So, all right, very nice.
All right, Pete Davidson.
A lot of, you know what? That's so great, though. A lot of times people don't say that your ex is a nice person.
No, like he's awesome.
Wow.
He's an awesome guy. It's just like we just are in 2 different paths of our lives. I'm going to be in LA and he's going to be a police officer in New Jersey.
Wow. Wait, do you mind if I go too far, then let me know. But I didn't know all of this at all.
No, yeah.
Usually when somebody breaks up, it's always like a really horrible something happened. I caught him cheating. She caught me cheating. Whatever it might be. But so this is just an amicable breakup.
Yeah. Like we still talk every day. It's just mostly like we're following our dreams. It just sucks that it's in completely opposite sides of the freaking country.
Oh, you're right. So this is such a great little convo.
But yeah, I mean, I wasn't ready to talk about it when it happened 3 months ago, but now
I said, please
am.
Stop me if I've gone too far.
No. Like now I'm like at a normal, like I'm okay with it.
He's
going to the police academy in March, which I'm super proud of Kevin. That's his name.
Yeah.
And then I'm moving to LA and he's like, well, I can't move with you, but I'm so proud of you that you're finally doing what you've always wanted to do ever since I've met you when you were 16.
Did he ever think about maybe traveling with you to LA and trying to become a police officer out there?
Yeah. So when you're certified or whatever, when you pass the academy, it's way easier to transfer. But I mean, when you're a police officer, it's a lot about, like, politics. Like, the mayor loves you.
He's at the early stage.
He's at the earliest stage. So, I mean, I love him. He loves me. If down the road it happens in 5 years or whatever, like, it happens. But right now we're mostly just focusing on ourselves and our career for real. Not like, oh, yeah, I'm going to live my best life and sleep with everyone. No, I'm just, like, for real, just focusing on myself.
That's
and I'm sure
cool.
he is, too.
So now, okay, so you're going to focus on yourself.
Yeah.
You're going to move out to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And do you mind, can we tell people, like, how old you are?
Yeah. I'm 24.
24
years
old?
Currently single.
When will you be 25?
Jobless. July 19th. So I just turned 24, basically.
Right. Young. You're super young. So now, what finally put you over that hurdle to say, you know what, I'm going to go now?
I went in August for a week, and I travel, I travel quite a lot.
Yeah.
But this was the first time that when I was coming back home, I started crying. I was like, I don't want to leave.
Right.
I love LA, and I think I need to at least try it for a year.
Yeah, it's funny how some things are so, we're born with these traits or we're born with these feelings. You know, our families may not be from Los Angeles. Our families may not want to travel, but there's something in us, you know, individually that you want to do certain things.
Yeah.
Hey, Garrett, what about you? Is there anything in you that you're so different than your family, but it's just in you? There's nothing you could do about it. You were born with it, so to speak. But it's not anybody else in your family.
Really.
Like for okay. So,
what about for you?
Yeah, so for me, there is really nobody in my family, like nobody, that really enjoys good old, you know, old movies. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't talk about that here because no one would ever believe me. If I said, Elvis, say Nate.
Do you sit down and watch black and white movies?
Yeah, I really do enjoy black and white movies.
You like Citizen Kane?
I do. You know, I love like Singing in the Rain. Yeah. And I love the way old movies were, where they were, you know, singing and dancing and tapping and everything. Like, those were, I know that they were slower, but they're good acting movies.
That's when Hollywood was here. Like, it was in the East Coast. Like, everything was filmed on the Hudson and everything, so.
And I do have that in me to say,
man, I may not be right for this area. I think that if I had to do all over again.
Well, we talked about this the other day. You said that if you could go back to where Yuritsa is right now, knowing what you already know in life, you would pull the trigger.
I would.
But me personally, knowing you, I don't think you would pull the trigger, though.
Because, see, I've only let that front here at the station because I feel like here at the radio station, I'm so, like, well-defined and so well-known, whether I'm, you know, working in a group or working on the morning show, that no one would ever really truly believe me. Yep. So I've never really let out 100% who I really am on the inside just because of fear of being made fun of.
No, you know what? Like, T and I had, a private conversation.
We did.
He basically told me, like, I'm so proud of you. Like, I wish I was in your shoes 25 years ago or whatever. And, like, I actually felt like we had a real conversation. And we've had a couple of those in the last
Sucks that
three
you
years.
Did it on your last week, really.
No, we've had a couple of those in the last 3 years. Like,
we
Greg
did.
T is really real.
There was a
real.
Couple times. That's right.
Yeah, he's actually really real. Yes, he's funny and all this stuff, but, like, he
wants,
knows a
when
lot.
When he wants to be real, Greg T is as real as they come.
Oh, yeah. And I appreciate that because not a lot of times we could just be like, oh, just kidding. I'm not who I am
all
the time.
Now, where are you going to stay, Yuritsa?
I'm staying with, actually, Jake's old roommate, Jeff. He's, married and has a baby.
Uh-huh.
And they're living in Culver City. They just moved a month ago. And they told me I could live with them until December 1st. So hopefully I find an apartment by December 1st.
Right.
But, yeah, no, they're awesome, and I'm excited.
Well, good for you.
I don't
you.
Have a job, though, so anyone who's listening here and is in the music industry.
Yeah, no, let's take, let's take that opportunity, too. So if you're listening to this and you have a friend that might be out in L.A. or a family member, whatever, that is in the entertainment business, and we're not talking about porno, by the way.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore.
No adult porn for Yuritsa, please. Send her a message. Send her a Facebook, Twitter,
LinkedIn,
Instagram,
whatever.
LinkedIn, all across. We want to make sure she's taken care of because, you know, at the end of the day, she is family now. But the thing I am curious about, just like the end of high school, you sign the yearbook, we're going to stay in touch.
Right.
We're going to stay in touch.
I'm really good at that because I lived in the Dominican Republic and I'm still friends with people that I was friends with when I was 10.
Right.
So I'm good at that. It's more people that stay in the same place that don't know how to stay in touch.
You're right. I'm one of them.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm one of them. I think
we all are at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things. You're going to have that conversation on Friday. People are going to be upset that you're leaving, and rightfully so. But then that word of, hey, I'll talk to you soon. And that talk to you soon, you know, first starts out maybe, you know, once a week, once every other week.
Yeah.
And then that once every other week, it's sad, but it's the reality of how people are conditioned.
So I get it.
Now, and you're not even going out there with any friends. You're literally just going on your own.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. I know a few people over there, thankfully for this industry, because this industry is so tiny.
But all your friends are really here.
Yeah, my friend, I was thinking about that on Friday because I went out with Jake and my other friends, and Jake's like, this is the last Friday that we could do this.
You could do better than Jake. You could do better than Jake.
Shut up.
So Friday's your last day here, and then when do you actually leave?
I fly out Sunday at 9 a.m.
That's it.
Are you putting your stuff in a U-Haul and shipping it? Or
Who's driving you to the airport?
This is like I don't know who, because my mom's like, that's my only day of rest, so she's not taking it.
What?
It's okay. My mom and I are like, we're like friends, so whatever.
What about Kev?
Really, on the last day, like,
See, he's a romantic. He wants the movie. He wants.
And then he parks the car. He runs in after you.
He runs in.
He's like, I'm gonna live with you.
He tells security, screw the car. I'm going after the love of my life.
He's like, Yuritsa, don't go.
And then he proposes on the TSA line.
Yes!
And then you guys fall in love and have children and live the happiest of lives ever. Greg T is crying now.
What is wrong with that? What is wrong with that?
I mean, he offered, but I don't know who is going to do it.
All right.
I don't know. Well, like, that's really romantic. You know, like, 3 months ago, I would have loved that. But now I'm like, you know what? We should both just not do that.
You got to concentrate on you.
Right.
But maybe he'll do that anyway.
All right.
But
I'm sure he's listening to this
and is
taking notes.
You know, and I've known Greg T for a while. Have you gone, I know you've gone on vacation a handful of times, but you don't go on many vacations.
No,
because this ties into Yuritsa getting up and going and doing something, but and that in turn is why I don't think you would ever now.
Well, no, no. The thing for me, it's really the girls, my daughters, yeah. And honestly, they are just so busy, and we sign them up for so many things that they want to do.
Awesome.
We just don't have a lot of the time.
Right.
We don't. And it was like 2 years ago we overdid it with vacations, and now we actually are like most people listening, we're budgeting ourselves for a fantastic Disney trip,
right.
Where we
oh
can
my
go
gosh, that's
stay.
Awesome.
Yeah. We want to stay in like a really, really great hotel, stay there for like 8 long days, like do it all, whatever they want, they can have.
But that's awesome, so, because those are the memories that they're going to remember forever.
Right. So that's really where we're at. We're not even planning on a vacation at like, you know, go to an island or something. We're actually planning and budgeting for a massive, massive Disney trip.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. And last year we just took our time off. But okay, so let's shift gears here. Let's turn it. We have 3 minutes exactly left. You did a great job telling us all about yourself.
Again, you wait until the last week of the podcast
to actually do something.
Yeah. And you're so interesting. All right, so today is November the 6th, which the other significant thing, as Garrett touched on it, is that it is election day.
Yes.
So everybody is told to go out and vote because we all have a voice. Garrett, what are your thoughts on election day?
You know, it's a part of the country, the foundation of the country that,
right.
You know, it just doesn't rely on a bunch of people sitting in Washington. You have the opportunity to have a say in who mm-hmm. gets to sit there in Washington and speak on your behalf.
Yep. Yuritsa, what are your thoughts?
I mean, it's been 98 years since women can vote, so
yeah.
I'm going to keep on voting until
right.
I can't.
How about that?
Yeah.
You know, Brody told me that interesting stat that he says, do you know it hasn't even been 100 years yet?
Yeah.
And I said, what?
1920.
And he told me the date, and I said, I can't fathom the idea. Like, think about old men sitting in a room going, we should not let women vote. And they're like, you know what? You're right. Women should not vote. And before you know it, you got
some of those same guys still in Congress.
Yeah, actually.
But think about all the things that people in this country couldn't do for such a long time.
Yeah.
You know? Just think about so many different, you know, different sects of people that, you know, were put aside.
Well, not just sex, race, too.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And think about people that made these rules and were like, we're going to have water fountains for white people and water fountains for black people. Right. It doesn't make any sense. And I can't imagine being an old guy in a room making up these rules and saying, we need the police to campus this. Make sure that they don't use white people's water fountains. It's so bizarre to me.
So stupid, which is why Election Day is so important, because
Bingo.
You're going to have to
Bingo.
Things could revert really easily. So like you have to
Bingo.
Vote for what you believe in.
Right.
Hopefully what you believe in is
yeah.
not the worst thing.
Even I am excited to get home and to, you know, go to my place of voting and vote for the candidates that I want to vote for. Do I know everything about all these candidates?
No,
I don't. And should I? Sure. But I am going to use my voice. Quickly, we have a couple seconds left. Garrett, sum everything up for today.
Voting and Yuritsa's leaving.
Yes.
Yuritsa, quickly.
Vote.
Bye. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed the 15-minute morning show podcast. And this is the best we can do for you. We tried our best.
I think this was really good. It was informative as fudge.
Don't get him started.
Here we go.
Don't get him started.
I said as fudge.
Oh, a fudge.
What do you want me to do?
He hates that.
Such a millennial. Bye,
Yuritsa. Bye.
Thanks, guys, for listening.
Forever.
Bye.
The 15-minute morning show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And, not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.